Justin Flute back with you now, joined by Coach Gary Smith, talking Hiawatha boys basketball. They've had a busy stretch as well here to close out the regular season. But first of all, Coach, you got 20 games in after starting a couple weeks late. I mean, that's pretty impressive, including a makeup game against Centralia on Monday. So you played Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. But man alive, I guess one thing to be happy about is that the boys got a chance to play all 20 regular season games this year. It didn't seem possible there early on.
Well, that's for sure. You know, you wouldn't have guessed that maybe there was going to be a lot of teams getting that done, but we did. And, you know, it's funny you talk about that because it seems like I've talked to a lot of coaches that kind of said the same thing. And, you know, if you think about it a little bit, in my view, I'm not sure that it was the right thing on the concept we got the games in. But for us, you know, we just haven't had a lot of practice time, which is a big deal. So I would have liked to get a little practice time in there, but we just haven't. But we got the games in.
So do you feel like, I mean, that just kind of hampers the skill development? I mean, you were dealing with a team that was pretty much all new starters and new varsity players. And, yeah, it sounds like what you're saying is that, man, especially when you have an inexperienced team like that, that the missed practices were a pretty bigger deal, I guess, for teams especially that were more inexperienced, right?
Oh, very much. We just, you know, it don't matter if you're on the defensive side of it or the offensive side of it. And, you know, I know a lot of teams are dealing with the same thing we've dealt with. But, you know, we just have not executed quite as well as we'd like, you know. And then you're out of routine. I mean, we've been out of routine. You know, typically this time of year, you're probably, you know, practicing Monday, playing Tuesday, practicing Wednesday, Thursday, playing Friday. And, you know, for probably the last 3 or 4 weeks, that's your schedule, you know, 3 or 4 weeks left in the season. But this year has been different. I mean, we've had, you know, just an enormous amount of games piled in a short amount of time. And you know, sometimes you can sneak a game in. Maybe you face an opponent. Maybe you're not quite as at the level they are, or maybe you're better than they are. But sometimes that can even out if you're just, you know, you're not prepared on the practice, you know, part of it. So, in our case, we sure needed some practice time, and we just didn't get any.
I wanted to ask you about Austin Cofield. He had obviously missed a few games for you, but, man, did he come back with a vengeance. Looks like he's been scoring and rebounding the basketball pretty well for you since coming back the last week or so.
Well, he had 3 games. You know, the 4 games we had, we played Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. Out of the 4 games we had, he had a double-double in 3 of them.
Wow.
And just really played well. I mean, just a lot of energy and played well. And we're sure proud of him for that. And you know, we played last night, and it was almost like he ran into a wall. I mean, he just ran out of gas. And whether that was the case or not, that's just kind of the way it looked. But anyway, he sure did. He played well.
Was Centralia one of the better games you played? I mean, they're a pretty respectable team, and I know you jumped out on them early 17-8. That was the game on Monday night, I guess, but it seemed like that was one of the games that you had a chance for the boys to kind of play with the lead and play from in front most of the night instead of kind of trying to play catch-up.
It was. I mean, we played well. And you know, Centralia's got a lot of tradition, and, you know, those guys do a good job over there. But we were able, you know, we were able to kind of do our stuff, you know, the stuff that we try to do. You know, we were kind of able to do it offensively and defensively. And be honest, we haven't had many nights we've been able to do that. But we were able to do that, you know, in that night.
Well, the slate's wiped clean as sub-state brackets are released, and you go to Pleasant Ridge and play the number 3 seed in Easton on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Probably happy you don't have to play a big 7-league team for a third time. You'll see a different opponent and a pretty good record, but you feel like the guys are encouraged and you're actually going to get a chance to practice and catch your breath here going into that sub-state next week now.
Well, I hope they're encouraged. You know, I am. Like I said, you know, we're going to get to practice 3 days this week and then 1 day next week, and I don't think we've had that all year long where we've got full practices in a row especially. But,
sure.
You know, we're going to have an opportunity to get, you know, get ready and get prepared and really not have any excuses to not, you know, to do what we're going to need to do for a sub-state game. So we're looking forward to it.
You bet. Well, best of luck on Tuesday and the preparation leading up to that this week. Coach, thanks for your time as always.
You too, Justin. Thank you.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Red Hawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meiniger at State Farm in Hiawatha.